Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. As you may know, or may not know, who knows, this is the Small Cactus Radio Hour, the second to last hour you're listening to before Friday. Hope you guys are having a great week, wonderful night. We're starting off with a little bit of future funk. Of course, this is Night Tempo and Wink with Samishi Netaigyo. Night Tempo Showa Groove Mix. It's from the EP Wink. Night Tempo presents the Showa Groove. This is kind of one of the newer projects that Night Tempo, famous future funk artist, has been coming out with. It's very, if you do not know, Showa is the Japanese period. So Japan separates their time periods and also their kind of traditional calendar by years corresponding to different emperors living, and Showa has been the longest one that lasted from 1926 to 1989. Very big changes to two world wars. The Japan that came into it and the Japan that came out of it are very different, as you might know. But the basically Night Tempo's stuff is a lot of more remixing a genre called, gosh, there are a lot of sirens going on. It's terrifying. Future funk focuses on 80s music, disco, and a genre that was native to Japan and other Asian countries, but very much famous for Japan's city pop, which had a mixture of kind of easy listening pop and disco and jazz. A lot of amalgamation that makes very, very good music. And so he made a bunch of remixes that's kind of focused on that. But anyway, it's really good. There's a vinyl release that I am resisting with all my might from getting, because I'm trying to save money and not spend all of my paycheck on vinyl. You know, I have to be responsible at some point, am I right? But anyway, we got some more music coming up for y'all. Hope you guys enjoy. Remember, you can call in at 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-WMFO. I'm online, I'm here. And I hope you guys enjoy the next core of songs. Gosh, there's a lot of sirens going on. Ooh! Golly!
Better. same, it's not the same. You're gonna tell me that I'm right. You know you're gonna come back, dawn. Find yourself where you are again.
Hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. We first got in with Two Door Cinema Club with Eat That Up, It's Good For You, from their first full-length album, Tourist History. One of my other favorite tracks from there, I don't really listen to it that much in comparison to other ones that I listen to be honest. But it's still good. When I heard it the other day, I was like, oh yeah, this one. Undercover Martin and What You Know, and also I Can Talk are probably my favorite tracks from that album. Their next one, Beacon, is pretty darn good, and I haven't heard anything of their newest one. They came out with some new music very recently, and my friend was like, hey, we should go to the concert. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot they existed. I kind of see them in such a spot of tourist history that I forget everything else that they've done. Anyway, next is K Carried Away by Passion Pit from their album Gossamer. This is their second full-length album. You're probably going to know them mostly from their first album, Manners, which is where Sleepyhead comes from. They're actually a band from Boston, which is funny. They are, I think they are now on their fourth album. I haven't listed anything after this album, but I know Kindred, and there's going to be a new one coming very soon. I know that there's been tracks coming out that I just haven't been paying attention to, sadly enough. I hope they're still good. I heard they're not, but I, you know what, maybe I should stay in that little box. Love this little album. Anyway, we got some dubstep coming up next. Hope you guys enjoy. It's a little bit of tone. We're gonna have a little tonal whiplash for like a sec, but I promise it'll be worth it. Well, we'll hope so, but it's gonna be fun. Anyway, hope you guys enjoy. So, hope you guys enjoyed this last core of songs. This is definitely two very kind of time capsule-y late 2000s, early 2010s dubstep. Gosh, wow, you don't really hear that much relevance to it anymore. It's definitely more trap now. But anyway, first one was Skrillex, probably the most famous dubstep artist at the time. This was Bangarang featuring Sira from their Bangarang release, which was the second EP after Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites. I'd say Bangarang is probably, as an album, better than Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites. Both of them are great. If you kind of like, I think the way that Skrillex kind of differentiated himself was that he really kind of took the dubstep formula, which was a formula, and in fact there was a dubstep song detailing the formula, and kind of brought in new music and sounds, kind of got a little more out there than some of his other contemporaries at the time. One problem with dubstep is that it kind of gets tiring after a while, because once you kind of get over that initial jump scare like kind of beat drop, you really actually kind of start focusing on the ramp up, the breakdown section. Other parts of it become more important if you listen to enough of it. And I'd say artists say like Flux Pavilion kind of doesn't really, if you're trying to make an EP of it, it's just boring. It's the same thing. So I'd say Bangarang kind of is more cohesive. I think Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites has a little bit better, how should I say it, probably better experimentation. His other albums, Recess, was okay. And I don't even keep track of him anymore. It's kind of weird he's still making. I think he actually tried to make a new album, kind of bring his emo band back together, which I think is the most anachronistic thing I've seen in a long time. But anyway, next one was Promises by Nero from his album. I think this is the only really, there actually might be more. I just kind of dropped off of listening to him. Welcome Reality Plus. Also, great album. There is a Skrillex remix of this as well, but I'd say, unpopular opinion, this is the better track. Definitely great for being loud and in your face with songs like Doomsday and Fugue State. If you like your electronic beats to go hard and not savage, it's not savage, but they want you on to go hard and bombastic, definitely try this out. It's a great, it's a great little thing of dubstep to really get into, and again, something that's actually memorable, which is something that dubstep kind of struggles with. Anyway, we're going to be having a little bit of a come down in a sec. I should probably read a PSA. We should get informed. I think that we're going to do something from the binder this time around. I've been really liking, my friends have been reading from it, and I, you know what? I'm enjoying it a lot, too. Oh, there's a numbers to think about world wealth distribution. That's a can of that's a can of worms coming from a finance minor. That one has already been done. Oh, okay. Oh dear. This is very good. Gosh, we have a lot. Okay, so here we go. Pedestrian safety PSA. On February 8th, Allison Donovan was killed as she walked through the crosswalk in front of the West Somerville Neighborhood School on Powder House Boulevard, two blocks away from Tufts University. After fatally hitting Allison and injuring her companion, the driver sped away, stopping later at a restaurant for drinks and dinner and Home Depot to buy materials to hide the damage to his truck's body. Oh my gosh. Walking is one of the safest forms of transportation. That's one of the weirdest statements to have, but okay, after that, but okay. But pedestrians need to pay attention to their surroundings, especially when crossing streets. Even if you have the walk light or other clear right of way, Bad drivers are everywhere. This is true. Don't expect them to stop what they do or to stop for you. It's critical to comprehend some people really don't care that much about your life and would drive away if they hit you. Oh my God. Potentially life-saving message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Oh dear. Okay, yeah, so that's fair. Coming from someone who does also who actually drives, it's like, first of all, being someone who has gotten hit by a car and also as someone who drives, I will say that it's not really that the drivers don't really care. It's also what happens too is that there's a lot of moving parts, and you know, you're doing your best, and sometimes you really don't. It's less of an excuse if they're literally like right in front of you or in the crosswalk. To like, and again, stop as much as you can. But also, when you're a pedestrian, look both ways. Do not think that they're going to stop for you. They're gonna play chicken with you, and I won't play chicken with you. I will do my darndest to make sure I stop, and I even try to check crosswalks to make sure that, like, if someone's waiting at the side, I'll, you know, stop and let them go, because I know people will just speed by. But really, do not take driver's attention for granted. You don't know. Also, you just don't know how long they've been driving. You know, I just started a new job, and I have two and a half hours out of my day is devoted to driving. And so by the time you're out of work and by the time I'm back, I will be on hour two and a half. So, you know, as much as you're trying to keep your best vigilance, it is a tall order for people to, you know, keep constant vigilance for a whole 2 hours. You do your best. I think if you do, however, drivers, you know, clear the distractions out. If you know that you are get distracted by radio, turn it off. If you know that, you know, you're going to be a little bit sleepier, take some coffee before you drive. Don't, the amount of risk between us hitting something and them getting hurt, the walker is definitely going to take the brunt of the damage. So both, it's kind of like a weird social contract situation of drivers, please pay attention, you know, do your best. If there's also a rule, if you've been driving for a long time, 10-minute, 2-hour rule. If you've been driving for an extremely long time, pull over and rest for 10 minutes, get a coffee, walk around, even if it's in a breakdown lane. But it goes a long way because you can really get yourself hurt. If you're a pedestrian, don't take cars for granted. They might not see you. They straight up might not see you. And it's, it's better for you to lose your right of way for a couple minutes than have to go, than, you know, lose your life in the process. But yeah, car safety, guys. I think I did distracted driving last time, so I'm on a driving roll. Drivers, be good. Don't go on your phones. You're not good enough to go on your phone. Pedestrians, please be safe. Be safe out there. The less auto accidents, the better, honestly. Just get yourself transported safely. That's the PSA from Small Cactus Radio Art. Get transported safely. Anyway, I have kind of more low-key songs coming up next. I hope you guys enjoy. Well, I hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. First one was The Suburbs by Arcade Fire from the album The Suburbs. They're actually pretty prolific. I couldn't tell you what number this is, but they've definitely been indie darlings. Their newest album, Everything Now, was kind of had a mixed reception, but it's actually not quite that bad. I really liked it. I have it on vinyl, so I think that also helps the situation. I really like it. But probably The Suburbs is still my favorite album. I think I like it more as a concept. The Suburbs and Rococo are the best tracks on the album. Next is Collect Call from Metric's fourth album, Fantasies. Of course, favorite Metric album. Collect Call is always the track of go-to when you want to cry a little bit. I'm not crying right now, but it's still very warm and nostalgic. But anyway, we got a song request, which I'm so excited about. This is actually a dedication. This is really cute. From Jen to Tim. I hope you guys enjoy.
thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried.
I hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. First one was Walking the Cow by Daniel Johnston from the album, well, it's Hi, How Are You? The Unfinished Album. And then that was the request. And I got another one, another request. This was Mama Tried by Merle Haggard. There's a couple versions of this on the internet. I went for, there's a remastered one from 2001 or 2002 called Mama Tried and Pride in What I Am. It's a very good song. These are both very good songs. Anyway, we have some more music coming up next. I've got a lot of tabs open. I need to organize myself. I don't know if I ever will, but I can sure try. Oh, I'm not sure what tact we want to go for here. I think I got it. I think I know what we're going for. Yeah. All right. I hope you guys enjoy. Well, I hope you enjoyed this last tour of songs. First one was, pardon my French, it's not a swear, but Mannequin Pussy with Drunk 2 from their upcoming album Patience. Gosh, I actually really like this song, but I feel like it needed to be brought up. Oh, reminder, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Das Freeform Radio, and Picture of Health by Muncie Girls from... Oh, gosh. It's their newest album. It's Fixed Ideals. Really, really good English alt-rock. A little bit of pop punk in there.